Let us pray. Holy God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, for you are the truth and the one who saves us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. There is a wonderful story that I'm sure all of you heard at some point in your lives. I know I've shared it a few times, or a version of it. Old Charlie died and went to heaven. When he got there, he asked to see the Lord. He said, "I've got a complaint. Lord, I was caught in a terrible flood. The water started to rise higher and higher until I finally got up on the top of my roof to survive. After a while, along came a rowboat, and the man said to me, 'Charlie, get in and I'll take you to safety.' But I said to him, 'No, the Lord's going to take care of me. He'll get me out of here.' Then along came another boat, and Charlie said the same thing. And then came a helicopter, and he said the same thing. Soon the water rose above the house and Charlie was drowned. And his complaint to the Lord was, 'Lord, I thought you were going to take care of me. Why did you let me drown?' The Lord replied, 'Charlie, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What else did you want?'" You know, when we think of spiritual things, when we think of God doing works in our lives, we tend to think of supernatural. We want God to pull out the stops, which, for so some of you that might know, which means you pull out all the stops on the organ, so it's full organ, you get the full blast. Well, we want God to pull out all the stops for us, the bells and the whistles. We want the miracles that defy explanation. And in a sense, this is where we find Jesus' hometown crowd in our gospel passage today. Listen again to what they say. "Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, 'I'm the bread that came down from heaven.' And they were saying, 'Is not this Jesus, son of Joseph and Mary, whose father and mother we know? How come he now says, I have come down from heaven?'" They knew Jesus. Some of them had seen him grow up. Perhaps some of them had changed their diapers if they had such a thing back then. The point is, they could not conceive of the idea that God could bless the world through a person who, in their eyes, was ordinary. Like Charlie in my opening story, they believed that the bread coming down from heaven would have to be some great happening, a great angel coming down to give them manna. And you know, if we're honest with ourselves, don't we all feel that way at times? We want to see the heavens open up for us. Is it possible that we have missed an inbreaking of the Holy into our lives because it came to us in an ordinary way? In our Bible study this past week on the book of Genesis, we're using Bill Moyer's book, Genesis, which has people from various different occupations, ministers, artists, writers, and so forth, talking about the stories in Genesis. And at one point, we got to talking about miracles. And one of the people in the discussion group, Moyer's discussion group, said that miracles are not miracles because they're big or unexplainable. He said to him, miracles are miracles because of the timeliness of the event. Someone is going to lose their house because they can't make a mortgage payment. And then right before they're about to lose everything, money comes in from some source, the exact amount that they need to make the mortgage payment. The miracle is not that the money was sent, but that it came at the moment that it was needed. It was an ordinary event, that had impeccable timing. And this is what Paul is talking about in our Ephesians passage. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as God loved us. Imitators of God. God's Spirit works through us, ordinary people, to reach out to others in their needs, in their lives. God blesses ordinary people with the power to be co-creators with God and to bless the lives of other people. And it's not just ordinary people, but also people who don't think like us as well. People we've had disagreements with, perhaps people we've argued with. I'm reminded of another story. A deaf Baptist preacher, an Episcopalian rector, was seated next to one another on a plane. When they learned that each was a minister, they immediately began a warm and friendly conversation. Presently, the stewardess came and took their drink orders. The Baptist preacher said, "I'll have a Diet Coke." The rector said, "I'll have a glass of wine." And almost immediately, the conversation cooled and the Baptist turned away and became very quiet. And the rector, noticing the silent treatment, tapped the preacher on the shoulder and asked him, "What's wrong?" The preacher said, "I don't think a man of God should be drinking wine." The rector replied, "But my brother, surely you know Jesus himself turned water into wine." And the preacher responded, "Yes, we do, and we'd have thought a whole lot more of it if he hadn't." This is harder than just seeing God working through ordinary people, but to think God working through people that we have disagreements with, we have issues with. And to think of God working through someone we don't agree with is difficult because we have to get past our disagreement with that person. And to see that person as someone that maybe God is using to touch us. Think of some of the people that God and Jesus chose to carry out their work. Think of Elijah, the great prophet. And after he killed the prophets of Baal, Jezebel said, "I'm going to kill you." And Elijah takes off to the hills with his tail between him. Think of David, the great king. Started out as a smelly little shepherd boy, became a great king, and then had a man murdered so that he could have that man's wife for his wife in the Bathsheba affair. Think of Moses. He killed a man. Or Jacob, who stole his brother's birthright. Think of Jesus choosing Judas. Or calling down Zacchaeus, a corrupt tax collector, and having lunch with him. Imperfect people have been instruments of God's blessings to God's people. And that's the good news for us. Because that means not only does God reach us, but that also God can use us to reach others. David Lowe, in a blog entitled Ordinary Things, writes, "And yet I do find it so very dramatic, surprising, and encouraging that God would work through technology and instruments, through bottom-line corporations and imperfect labor unions, through ordinary human doctors and nurses with short tempers and poor bedside manner, just as I find it amazing and miraculous that God works through flawed pastors, jaded teachers, worn-out secretaries, overworked government officials, exhausted parents, and the like. That God would choose these and so many other unlikely candidates through whom to work, even when they don't suspect it." God works through us. As human and flawed as we may be, God still uses us and people like us to further the kingdom. And I hope you feel that and see that as wonderful news. It is for me. And perhaps it will open up our eyes to see God working through others to help us It could save us from missing the boat or the helicopter. So don't be afraid to talk to people about God or your faith in God. Don't worry about having the right theology. Don't worry about if you can be eloquent enough in your speaking or if you know the right words. Moses tried that one and he didn't get very far with it with God. God works through the tools that God has available. And we are those tools. You are those tools. So invite people to get to know the God you know. God is using you. And keep your eyes out for God using others to speak to you. It might just save your life, as Charlie found out. Amen.